I had the anthem all queued up from game four of the World Series.
You got denied.
When the Cubs lost. What was it, 7-2?
What? 7-2? I thought we're friends. Because why are you bringing that up?
I have a good story about
it. It wasn't okay. His fault.
I have a good story about game four. Joining us in studio, Cubs anthem singer and Ditka's resident singer, John Vincent. It's great to see you.
Good to see you,
And
too.
You brought your doctor here, Dr. Bal Nandra.
And friend. I love this man.
Hello,
it's great
guys.
To see you. How are
Hi.
You, Doc?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Doc looks like he just got done benching. You max out? I mean, you're oh, jacked. You yeah. look fantastic, Doc.
I do my face, but like they say, I have a face for radio. So.
We all do. That's why we're on at 10:30 at night, Doc.
Well, wait a minute. I have a TV show, and,
yes,
and Dr. Bal was
like, oh, yeah, you're right. He was on there.
He was on the show. Oh, yeah.
All right. But first, game four of the World Series.
Yes.
You sang the national anthem.
Yes.
Do you remember seeing me at that game? I know it was crazy, but it was about the sixth inning. You came up. Yeah. I had surgery. I was in a wheelchair.
I was drunk.
I just had surgery.
No, I'm not kidding. By the sixth inning, I was drunk.
You were hammered.
So he does not remember seeing you.
I'm in a wheelchair in the handicap section, which is the end of the 200 section, right next to the elevator.
Right.
So you come out of the elevator, we give each other a big hug,
yeah,
and you're like, Pete, hold on a second, I gotta say hello to my friend, and you bring him over in between us, and it's Eddie Vedder, who is also, he's even more drunk than all of us put together. And you're talking to Eddie, you get his phone number, and you're like, okay, Eddie walks away, he's like, I'm sorry, Pete, I just needed to talk to him for a second. I'm like, well, it was Eddie Vedder.
Those were my college days, man. I listened to that, Nirvana, and all, oh my God.
Of course, ooh, we all grew up
too,
with that.
Me too.
But game four was a tough one, but, you know, look
but
what
I
happened.
But I did game six of the NLCS.
Yeah.
When we
yes,
got
you
to
did.
Those.
And it was wonderful.
And Mr. Ricketts and Mr. Kenny let me go on the field and celebrate.
Oh, that's
fun. Nice.
Oh, my God. As a lifelong Cubs fan, that was amazing.
And by the way, John got a World Series ring.
You got a ring?
I did.
That was my next question.
Very,
and then I looked
I
at your fingers.
Very lucky. Yeah, I don't have it.
I do have a picture with John's ring. It's beautiful.
Yes, you do. Yes, he does.
You got a ring.
I did.
That's
I did.
Great.
Yeah, Mr. Kenny presented it to me, and that was from Mr. Ricketts and Crane Kenny and the Cubs organization. And I was just so lucky to get that. I mean, who am I to get that? Seriously, I'm nobody.
This is why we love you.
There's no reason I date.
No. You motivate the team. You motivate the fans.
No.
Stop.
Stop. No, I do not.
Does
I don't
music
care who sings that anthem.
You.
Those Cubs are going to win that World Series no matter what.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course they would have. They lost game four of the World Series that I sang in. So I wasn't that motivating.
But they must.
They're good. That's what they're. They're good.
Feel like
okay,
you're
you got
part
me there.
Of the team.
I'm good friends with Joe Madden. Yeah. Joe Madden's amazing. That guy is Joe Cool. He is Zen. Is
Do
Zen
you know what I said
be.
To him one time? I said, "Hey, I mean, I couldn't be more proud of a group of people that I just don't know." So thank you.
Yeah,
like, I don't know anybody,
amazing.
But I'm
like,
so proud of them. Like, I'm their mother.
I go. I went to his granddaughter's birthday party in Arizona. And he's just always so sweet, so kind. I do a lot of his charity events. And he has such a great outlook on life. He is Zen. He's a Zen master.
Right.
He's we
could all learn from him.
Like, when I was so nervous before game six, he's like, Johnny, he thought about me. He's like, wait a minute. He's like, and I'm like,
he's
wait
coaching
a,
you.
I go, you're the Cubs manager going to the World Series, and you're calming
don't
me
worry,
down?
Don't worry about me. Yeah.
He's calming me down, and I'm laughing my ass off at that.
I don't understand why people want him out of town. Be careful what you wish for. Look at the team. Look what's happened the last 2 weeks.
It's all good.
It is all good. I agree 100%.
He's awesome.
So I send John Vincent a text 2 weeks ago. I said, hey, we haven't had a on the show. Come up. You can hang out with me and Jane. And you said, I want to bring my doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this.
Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
It is. May is
Mental
Health Awareness Month.
I'm very open about that. I have depression, anxiety, and OCD.
Right.
And the reason I became very open about that, I always told people, you know, on a one-on-one basis and everything, I was very open about it. But the reason I became open about it on the media and on social media is because I was at a really, really low point. I was bullied when I was a kid. And I decided to go to any school anywhere for free and speak for free. And I just went to one Rogers school on Tuesday, sorry. And I know I had OCD in my family, but that obviously didn't help. You know, the bullying didn't help.
Right.
This is something that you've had your whole life.
My whole life.
Depression, OCD.
Yeah. I've been on meds since I was 18 years old. And Lady Gaga, when she complimented me I really got into, you know, looking her up, and I'm like, wow, she suffers, and she's so open about it.
She heard you sing the national anthem and send you a tweet.
And that changed my life, man. If she does something like that, that's it, you know? Like, wow. And that just really helped me. And then I said, you know what? This woman puts herself out there. I believe she's the most talented artist alive right now.
She's such a talent.
Great. She's,
I saw the A Star Is Born.
Star Is Born. She killed it.
Oh,
she
was
first
so
time
good.
Acting in a major motion film. She was amazing.
Right? Yeah. I mean, like, and Bradley Cooper. Holy crap.
Who knew he could sing?
It was awesome.
He drives me nuts. He's such a good-looking man. Now he can sing.
She reached out to you. Did you ever connect with her and say, hey, listen, because of you, I'm going to tell my story?
No, I never. I wish I could. God, I wish I could meet her. I just wish I could and just say thank you.
Because she inspired you.
She inspired me.
To tell your story.
She did.
To help others.
That's it. That's how it started. When I saw that, and then I obviously knew who she was. I knew her music and everything.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, yeah, no, Johnny, she has, you know, she suffers and this and that. And she was bullied. You saw the Oscars, right? The picture?
Yes.
They said, she'll never make it in high school. And then the next picture is her holding an Oscar. And I'm like, that's awesome. That's awesome. She's got to be just like, yeah, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
You go. Right in your face.
Thank you.
So it's got to be therapeutic when you speak to these schools. Of course, you're helping people, but it's helping you, too.
It is. I'm going to be honest. I mean, my depression has gotten really bad at 3 points of my life. Really, really, really bad. And it's, you know, I'm at the age where I want to help people who are my age, older or younger, and just be like, whatever. I've had grown men, you know, message me on Facebook saying, John, man, I'm suffering too. I can't believe you're suffering. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be vulnerable because we're all going to die. So, you know, there's people who always are going to say things and are going to make you feel bad about stuff and whatever. You could like post happy things all day long and people could criticize or whatever. At some point, you're just going to say, you know what? I got to give positivity back.
Yep.
Because if you hold that anger inside, you're just going to keep being angry.
Mm-hmm.
But this gentleman here, Dr. Nandra, and
so
You know who got me there.
Larry Wirt. We're all friends with Larry.
And I told Larry, I text him again. I'm like, I love you. You changed my life because Dr. Baal it's amazing.
Doc, we've been running your commercials forever about ketamine.
Heard one.
Yes.
We just played the commercial. It was so funny. He's like, that's my commercial.
That might be the first time I've heard it, actually.
What is ketamine and how it helps people like John? I mean, it's like the new miracle drug.
It really is. So ketamine is an anesthetic drug. It's been around for over 50 years. It's a very safe drug. And it was about 15 years ago, I stumbled upon accidentally at research at Yale, I believe, that it was magical lifting depression. And specifically treatment-resistant depression, depression that's failed like a few other different regimens of medications and other therapies and everything like that. So over the last, you know, half a dozen or so years, a lot of really amazing research has come out. And even though we're still using it off-label by intravenous infusions, there's a lot of research backing it, and the American Psychiatric Association even supports it and has issued guidelines for the use of ketamine for depression and like that also. So it's an anesthetic drug. It's, as we all know, it is a what we call a dissociative drug, so it has some psychedelic type properties. So you know, it's kind of an unconventional treatment for depression as compared to pills and SSRIs and things that would typically numb your mood and have a lot of side effects. Ketamine, after and between infusions, pretty much is void of side effects. And
right,
that's the amazing thing about it. And it's up to like 80% effective against people with treatment-resistant depression like John.
Yeah, and so ketamine kind of got a bad rap back in the day because of that hallucinogenic, you know, what it did. And like you said, the research happened. So when people are hearing about it, we have to talk about the risk-reward, which you just explained, which is there's really no dangerous risk. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the reward, how quickly does somebody feel the difference? How quickly does the treatment work?
Well, I'll let John jump in a second, but really, it can be almost immediate. A lot of people, I would say 30-40%, around half of people can actually feel a dramatic difference after that very first 45-minute infusion. So just imagine if you're somebody who struggles from depression and suicidality and anxiety for 30, 40, 50 years, and you've tried 20 different medications, you bounced around between doctors, you bounced around between therapists, you've tried even shock therapy, all these things.
Oh.
And then you walk into a clinic, and an hour later, it's gone.
Feeling better.
That's
you
pretty
feel
wild.
Fantastic.
And it's pretty surreal. It's surreal to me every time I see it, no matter how many times I've seen it. Now I've seen it
right.
probably hundreds of times by now, if not a thousand times.
And you're amazed every time?
I'm amazed every time. It never ceases to amaze me. And like John will tell you what his experience was, but that's kind of what he experienced.
John, hold that thought because I'm going to take a quick break. Doc, what's your website? People can check it out.
www.ketaminechicago.com. That's KETAMINECHICAGO.com.
Ketamine.com. John Vincent's here. Dr. Balnandra is here. We'll take a break and we'll be back. It's 720 WGN. Boy, you play Sinatra and everybody's in a good mood. We failed to mention that you're one of the greatest singers in Chicago, John Vincent,
you're
when
crazy.
We introduced you.
You're crazy.
And I was hoping you could sing for us
amazing.
A little.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight.
I mean, that's just...
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome.
That is just
love
fantastic. Amazing. Wow, and we can hear that Saturday nights at Ditka. Ditka's, wow. Can't we?
Friday, Saturdays.
Right? Friday, mean, Saturday.
Yeah, like, we're just swooning over
too.
Here. This
it's amazing. Amazing
I'm
going
to be there every Saturday from now until
I'm
going
to hold you to that.
I'll be there.
He used to sing to me as we started his ketamine infusion. It was actually oh, yeah. quite romantic.
Dr. Balnandra is yes. here. You can go to ketaminechicago.com and also John Vincent. Now, tell your story. We teased it before commercial.
Yeah.
When you went in for ketamine, of course, yeah. you were a little nervous,
sure.
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Because you've tried a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
And it's the fear of the unknown.
Of course. First thing is, it's a hallucinogenic. You're like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? I'm a yeah. big guy. Are they going to be able to control me that I'm in there? And my psychiatrist, who's fantastic, Dr. John Grant, University of Chicago, was like, he brought it back up to me. Larry brought it up to me, Larry Wirt, a year ago. I was nervous to do it. I was really feeling down, and I was really hurting a few months back. I called Larry. He's like, Johnny, I'll pick you up right now. We'll go. He goes, we'll go right now. I'll drive you home. Everything. Don't worry about it.
I love it.
I love Larry. He's awesome. And I did it, and it was an amazing experience. The first time I did it, I had a playlist of music, and I had, he said I was singing. And I was, had Dean Martin was on Pink Cloud, no joke. And it was awesome. And it was awesome. And you get, it's not like... I honestly, all joking aside, a lady asked me today, she goes, are you a paid spokesperson? I'm not. I'm not a paid spokesperson. I'm telling my story.
Right.
My experience.
To help
this
others.
This is my experience. Yeah. This is not, I'm not saying what's going to happen. This is what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was extremely depressed. I just get to the point where I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm tired. I don't feel that anymore. My brain is slower, meaning it's not racing with thoughts anymore. The
right.
anxiety is like... I don't have to take Xanax as much as I used to at all sometimes, where it was daily, was prescribed for me daily.
And you
want to
get off any prescription meds, you
absolutely.
You can.
It's just
you
totally,
don't want to be living
I,
on that.
Drugs are very addictive well. And have virtually no effect after a while.
So. I sleep well. I feel really good. I do. I mean, I...
How often do you go in? How often do you have to have ketamine treatments?
I haven't gone in for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
I haven't gone in for a few weeks.
And
honestly, John could probably come in... monthly or more at this point. He's actually doing really well.
I mean, yeah. I get my days where, like, this is what happens. We're all human. We all suffer. If somebody's going to tell me they're not afraid or they don't suffer, they're a liar.
We
it's
all
okay.
do.
We're
right.
ants on this yes. marble, and we yes. have pain. I mean, we got to all be together and kind of help each other. It's a crazy world, and there's enough stuff out there that can kill us that we shouldn't be killing and hurting each other. I mean, there's weather, there's disease, there's all this stuff, there's accidents. And with ketamine, I've always had good feelings in my heart, but it's such a weird feeling now. It's I don't give in a blank attitude, but
right.
with love.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like I have anger towards anybody.
Yeah.
And it's just a peaceful feeling. It's like, I want people to be happy everywhere. Why would I want somebody to be sad?
Right.
Why?
Well, you told
why?
Me one of anger was one of your symptoms, and irritability is one of his prominent symptoms.
Oh, yeah, because especially being bullied and stuff.
And he hasn't had any of that since.
It's either. Interesting.
How does it work? Sorry.
Well, I've known him forever, and I've never seen you angry.
Well, I'd be inside. I'd be like, you know, I'd be upset. I'd be, you know, go home, and I'd be depressed, and I'd be frustrated. But I always put that face on of smiling and happiness and everything. My good friends, I mean, those times it did, because when I'm like, I can't go on stage. I'm just, I can't go out there. I mean, my buddy, he's one of the partners, at Coach Dicka, who's like a second dad.
Does Coach walk in the back and punch you in the stomach and get out there? We got people.
Coach is so amazing. So people don't understand the side of him that I've seen. The generosity, the kindness, the everything. I mean, this man, and the motivation. He is the master motivator of just getting you on track with things. He's like, Johnny, okay, you know, and he's just unbelievable. But they've been so good to me at that restaurant. I mean, they gave me a 4-month deal, a year, and then a lifetime. And that's 2001. That was 19 years ago.
He's got a lifetime deal. Nice. Real quick, we got about 90 seconds left. Mm-hmm. How does it work?
Well, so ketamine blocks a new receptor in our brain. It's called, well, not a new receptor, but a newly discovered receptor for depression called the NMDA receptor.
Okay.
And it's not serotonin or norepinephrine like these other drugs work with, like Prozac and all these other drugs. It's a glutamate is the name of the neurotransmitter. So it blocks that neurotransmitter, and that's why we see these immediate lifts of depression. It also, more importantly, the reason it works for a long time is that it actually releases growth factors in our brain. It stimulates growth factors in our brain to actually repair our brain. So our brain is actually being restored over time to its former healthy self. Kind of like the analogy of like the dead lights on a Christmas tree back when I was young and Christmas lights had one at a time going on. Like,
sure.
You replace one and the whole string goes back on. It's kind of lighting up areas of the brain that have been kind of died down and shut off over the years from all this stress of anxiety and depression. And that's why it lasts and lasts and lasts.
It's like a miracle drug. It really is.
It really has become that class of drug, yes.
Wow.
Quite amazing.
I asked my doctor that. I said, Doc, is it a game changer? Before I went, and he goes, yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. It's a big game changer.
Wow.
So call, do the research. Don't be scared.
Call us. We're happy to give you any information you want. I'll speak with you. One of my staff will speak to you. I speak with all of my patients, regardless, either way, if you come to the clinic. So we're happy to help any way we can.
KetamineChicago.com. Dr. Bal Nandra, it's great to see you.
Great to see you guys, too.
And, John, what is your hashtag? It's kindness on Instagram. Your posts have been fantastic for the last week. You've been on a roll. Just be kind to people. But what was the hashtag?
Be kind. I like to say be kind or be nothing. I mean, I'm the first one to admit I'm the biggest screw up around, and I screw up all
no,
the
no,
time.
No, no, no. Nobody screws up more than me.
Okay, I'm going to have to
ask my wife.
Screws up more than me.
Ask the two women on the show.
Nobody
over here.
Screws up more than Pete.
Yes, the Greek girls. Yes, no one screws up more than me. Yeah.
But, yeah, just, you know, hey, we're all in this together, and it's going to end one day, and while you're here, let's make the best of it.
Let's
try
the
best, man.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
No, thank you for having me.
So
I really appreciate it.
I love that. Thank you.
John Vincent, you can check him out this weekend at Didcus.
Hashtag be kind always.
Be kind always. That's it. And follow him on Instagram. And Dr. Bal, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Awesome.
I love you, Johnny.
I love you, too.
Thanks, guys.
It's 720 WGN. Thanks again to Dr. Bal Nandra. Again, that is KetamineChicago.com. KetamineChicago.com. And, of course, Johnny Vincent.